Good morning, everybody, and happy Wednesday. This is Scott Morozik in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is being brought to you by Maurer Electric of Bad Axe. For all your electrical needs, make it Maurer Electric of Bad Axe. Two suspects from Peck arrested in a countywide drug investigation have been arraigned in 73A District Court. The pair, Bocephus Perry Matthews, 31, and Alyssa Marie Van Conant, were arrested during a January 15th traffic stop at the intersection of Peck and Maple Valley Roads in Flint Township. They were taken into custody by the San Lac County Drug Task Force in connection with an investigation into illegal drug sales in Deckerville and throughout the county, according to a DTF press release. During the stop, authorities confiscated approximately 50 grams of suspected methamphetamine, additional controlled substances, and brass knuckles. Matthews and Van Conant were arraigned yesterday and are scheduled for preliminary examinations February 3rd. Both stood mute to the charges, and the court entered pleas of not guilty on their behalf. Bad Axe Public Schools Superintendent Gregory Newland said the district opted out of Michigan's 31AA School Safety and Mental Health Funding Program due to legal liability concerns, despite the loss of about $100,000 in funding. The money would have supported security measures and mental health services, which Newland described as essential. A lawsuit sought to remove the liability language from the legislation, but the provisions were upheld, prompting many districts, particularly in Michigan's Thumb region, to continue to stay withdrawn from the program. The funding would have provided $374 per public school student and $236 per private school student to support mental health staffing, threat assessment training, and security upgrades. A legal challenge to the program's conditions is now before the Michigan Court of Appeals. As a result of the withdrawals, only 512 districts and schools are set to receive funds expected to be distributed in February. Some large districts, like Detroit and Dearborn, chose to remain in the program, citing urgent needs for school safety and student mental health resources. Huron County Board of Commissioners yesterday addressed significant local development concerns, with public speakers and board members expressing strong opposition to industrial-scale wind, solar, and data center projects. Concerns were raised about their impact on the county's rural character and limited resources. A one-year moratorium on data centers and potentially wind projects was suggested to allow for proper investigation and zoning. Several commissioners voiced strong opposition to data centers, citing insufficient electricity in the peninsula county and massive water usage that could deplete aquifers and impact agriculture. Verona Township is reportedly considering a moratorium on data centers for similar reasons. In other news, community members advocated for the renewal and potential increase of the senior millage, highlighting its critical role in funding services like Meals on Wheels, which delivered over 827,000 meals last year. The board also approved advertising for numerous openings on various boards and commissions, with applications due by February 18th. Additionally, the Safety Committee is developing a ballot language for public safety millage, with further discussions planned for early February. And we'll be right back.
If it's been a while since you moved into your home, there are probably new demands on your electrical system. Adding appliances and circuits increase the demand on wiring in your home. Don't wait for scorched and overloaded wiring to alert you. Contact your licensed professionals at Maurer Electric to check your home before you lose it all.
This is Nikki Melnick from Maurer Electric. If integrity and honesty matter to you, call us today for a free estimate on any project you have. Call Maurer Electric in Bad Axe at 989-269-8171 today.
Four men were rescued in two separate incidents over the weekend on Saginaw Bay. Bay County deputies say the first rescue happened Friday night at Bay City State Park in Bangor Township, where two 19-year-olds became stranded after their off-road vehicle broke through the ice. Both were pulled to safety and were not hurt. The second incident occurred Saturday night near the Callahan Road boat launch in Hampton Township. Two men riding snowmobiles went into the water about 3 miles from shore. The sheriff's office used an airboat to reach them. They were taken into a hospital for exposure, but are expected to be okay. Officials are reminding everybody that there is no such thing as completely safe ice, even during frigid temperatures. And a 23-year-old Saginaw man is behind bars after prosecutors accused him of assaulting a U.S. Postal Service employee on her mail route. Police say the incident occurred on Greenwich Street in Saginaw on December 24th when the suspect, identified as Tori Jackson, allegedly made obscene gestures toward the mail carrier before grabbing her. Court records show Jackson now faces several charges, including aggravated indecent exposure by a sexually delinquent person, two counts of fourth-degree criminal sexual conduct, and obscene conduct. Investigators believe Jackson may also be connected to a similar incident involving another woman several days after. Records indicate he has previously undergone treatment for sexually inappropriate behavior. Jackson remains in custody at the Saginaw County Jail following his arraignment, with bond set at $75,000 as the case moves forward in court. And that's your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Maurer Electric of Bad Axe. For all your electrical needs, make it Maurer Electric of Bad Axe. And remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.